8D. Listening Skills. Exercise 2B, page 138. Listen to the recording and for questions 1 to 5, tick the correct box. For questions 6 to 10, fill in the missing information.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the National Media Museum here in Bradford. My name is Lucy Phillips, and I'll be your guide today. Before we begin our tour, I'd just like to give you some information. The museum, which was opened in 1983 on a site that was originally designated for a theatre, houses over 3.5 million historical and cultural items related to the world of film, television, and photography. The exhibitions are spread out over 8 floors and are displayed in both traditional and interactive galleries. We have both permanent sections and 2 gallery spaces which host a changing programme of exhibitions related to our collection. A few pieces of note from our permanent collection include the oldest surviving negative known to exist anywhere in the world, the earliest television footage, and the actual camera that made the first movie in Britain. The collection explores the science behind these different media and traces its development throughout the years. More recent additions to the museum include the world's first gallery exploring the internet and our life online, and the newly opened Wonder Lab, an interactive exhibition which looks at the science of light and sound. The gallery features a number of live experiments that make you a part of the show, and the experience is truly wonderful. For all you gamers, no matter what your level of expertise, you can find the Games Lounge on Level 5, where you can play classic games in their original formats and learn how video gaming has developed over the years. This gallery is always popular, so please be prepared to wait your turn and respect the equipment. Some of it dates back to the early days of gaming and cannot now be replaced. Now, while the museum itself is free to the public, charges apply if you wish to see a film at the cinema or on the IMAX screen. The IMAX, which was the first such screen ever opened in the UK, is showing a selection of short films at the moment, and the hotly awaited live-action version of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, starring Dan Stevens as the Beast and Emma Watson as Belle. The film showcases spectacular CGI coupled with live performances and is a trip down memory lane for anyone who grew up with the 1991 original animation. And if you want to make it a truly memorable experience, why not opt to watch it in 3D? For refreshments, we have the Media Cafe, offering a wide selection of drinks, sandwiches,